Please welcome Can Do Jack.
So does anyone know what Miraflores means? Look at the flowers on the mountain. So there in every Latin country there is a Miraflores, but mine was in the Guadarrama Mountains north of Madrid, and it was a beautiful, beautiful little town. I would look out the end of the porch, and the girl would be coming down the road with the sheep and the goats. And you don't spray the side of the road in Spain, because that's where the animals' best food is. And then I would see the lambs. I wasn't a vegan then. I'd see the lambs. I'd say, see you next week in the cafe downtown. Anyway, Miraflores, look at the flowers on the mountain. But this, if we, for this story, I'm going to have to move you a few hundred miles east to the southern end of Germany. And while I think of it, I did heed the theme. The problem is granularity. So if you look at history repeated, you have to, and you reduce the granularity to a season, then we will have abided by the principle. Anyway, I have to tell you, I have to set up with Bavaria. Bavaria is the same name that you see on Bayer aspirin, because the name of Bavaria to the Bavarians is not Bavaria, it's Bayern, and the aspirin is Bayer, and the people are Bayerish, and they can speak High Deutsch, but you almost have to beg them to. So this is a setting, and the south is different from the north. Whether you know it or not, Germany has a style of government that the U.S. Used to have before the Civil War, and perhaps still does. I'm not real sure about this, but it's a confederacy, and that means like in the south of the U.S. and in Bayern, that there is the states have more, they're almost like little countries that have decided, let's play together. Okay, so in Bayern, or in Bavaria, are the Bavarian Alps, and they are extremely beautiful. I wouldn't say they're more beautiful than, say, Meiringen, Heislip, Interlaken, Eiger, and so forth, but they're very beautiful. The Karwendelgebirge go straight up for a couple thousand feet and are very striking. And as this story begins, that's what you will see, this scene of looking from Unterberghorn, which is the most famous place in the world for, used to be hang gliding. And then in the 90s, two things happened. I arrived, and so did paragliding. And the thing about windsurfing and paragliding and hang gliding and things like that is a lot of engineering goes into these things. When you see a paraglider fly or a windsurfer go, believe me, some engineers have spent lots of lucubrating, midnight oil, making that happen. Okay, and so the paragliding thing is part of the German, the aircraft industry, government-controlled aircraft industry. And that's not true here. So you can go out and kill yourself on a paraglider any day. Now, what would happen is that if you wanted to fly your paraglider, you would go down to the Bavarian Alps. And I lived near Munich, and so it was a half hour to get to any place in the Bavarian Alps. And senior moment. So we would go, so on Saturday morning, we would turn on Österreich 2, the Austrian television, and they had what they called hobby weather. Now, you'll never, probably never see this happen in the U.S., or you won't be able to distinguish it from the other garbled stuff that comes on the mainstream media. But you have the hobby weather, and they would describe every mountain in the Bavarian Alps, and with a camera, a swiveling camera, at the site, and it would tell you the temperature, the expected weather that day, where the wind was coming, all the information you needed to know in order to go there to fly. I'm asking myself, is that the end of the setup? Yeah. So when we opened the story, my wife Cindy, well, no, a little earlier, Cindy came home one day with a friend who had come to visit from the U.S., and she says, "You're not going to believe what I saw." And I said, "What?" She said, "There are these guys. They get this canopy behind them, and then when the wind comes, they bring it up, and then they run right off the edge of the mountain into the air, and then the air, and then they float up, and then they sail around a while, and then they come back and land exactly where they started." And I said, "No." She said, "Yeah." I said, "Show me." She did. And she was a great flight buddy for 5 years. Okay, so one night we're looking at the television, and we're thinking about the hobby weather and how good it is to know what it's going to be like, and so Saturday morning, we're up and looking at the weather. Where are we going today? Because you need a mountain to start a paraglider, usually, because the mountain is where the thermals accumulate. So we're watching the hobby weather, and you see the scene that I just described to you. There's Unterberghorn, which means the horn from that the horn of the mountain that you can see from down under, and Unterberghorn kind of goes up and it gets narrower and narrower and narrower, and then it kind of hangs. There's a little hang there, and so we're watching that, and we're on the camera is on a lower slope, and over the top of the mountain you can see the Karwendelgebirge and the distance, and it's just straight up, and it's beautiful, and it's going to be a great day. And we're watching it, and we get to each mountain gets 2 or 3 minutes. So 2 or 3 minutes, and boom, and we're on to Unterberghorn, and you see the camera swivel, and the camera swiveling, camera swiveling, camera swiveling, and we look, and two people, one holding each end of a sheet, run out. And as the camera swivels around, they run, and they're perfectly in the middle of the camera. And then, and so that you have time to read what is said on the sheet. And it says, "Grüß dich, Jean." Which, "Grüß dich," you will hear, is the most popular word in Bavaria, and it means greetings to you. So we see this happen, and I look over at Cindy, and she looks over at me, and we wink. And then we go off to fly. And now we have to flash back a little bit to a couple weeks before. Cindy says, "My sister Jean is coming to visit." And I said, "Oh, wonderful. Is she bringing her squeeze box?" Because Jean was in an oompa band in the Midwest, and wherever the band went, that's where you went to shake a leg. And I said, "Great, that'll be so good to see her. Man, we'll play some music." And said, "Yeah." I said, "When is she coming?" She said, "Oh, two, 3 weeks." And I said, "Okay, yeah, that's great." And so we took off to the Alps to fly, and Does that mean 3 minutes left?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt the story with this.
I think you said it's a half hour warning.
Thank you, sir. I love this man. So we go flying all day, and then we make sure that when the last chair goes to the top of the mountain, that we're on it. And normally we would be up there to make the last flight of the evening, but we don't. We go camp out, and we're right on the horn. And then it gets dark, and we enjoy the stars, and it's so beautiful. It's a heartbreaker. And then the weather changes, and a storm starts moving in, and then so we go to the shack, the control shack at the top down, and we decide, well, we'd better get inside here, but it's locked. So I have to say that I committed a crime in Germany. I broke the lock, and we got into the storeroom, and so we kept ourselves and the sheet and our paragliders dry, and come next morning now, see, we have... prior to leaving the house, we have set the VHS recorder, and we know exactly what time that swiveling camera will show up on Österreich Sly. And so we're ready, and so we get out there, we get the sheets ready and everything, and we're watching the clock, and it's 9:19, and it's okay, don't let go now. Okay. Are you ready? We're ready, okay. And 20 minutes after the hour, and boom, and we're gone, and we go running across there. So, as you might have guessed, we were the guys that you saw earlier, actually later, running across there. And the sheet says, Christy Jean, and we go running across there. And then we stop and we wait, and because at 9:40, we have to do it again because everything plays twice, and so we do it again, and we get back home, having survived the terrible storm of the night, having survived the exertion running across a mountain hillside, and so there that was done. I mean, the project was done. So Gene arrives, and so. We tell her about everything, and then Saturday morning comes, and I says, Gina, Cindy will tell you about the hobby weather and what we're going to do. We're going down to the mountains, and we won't fly because we'll be with you, and that's our job for the day, but we're going to watch the hobby weather anyway. And so while Cindy is talking to Gene, I slide in the VHS tape. And so we had told Gene about Christy, what that means. And we're all sitting there watching for the hobby weather. And, you know, it's going to be this today, and the wind's going to be like this, and the temperature will range in not much. And we're going to have some lovely thermals this afternoon, maybe Blauthermic, where everything goes up, and it's going to be a great day in the Bavarian Alps. And so we're watching this. And then the camera for Unterberghorn starts to go, and as you see the mountainside, Unterberghorn, Karwendelgebirge, all of its beauty, beautiful, and then not too far in front of the camera, you see this couple run out there with this sheet, and it says Grisdick. And when Gene sees this, I swear to God, you could have heard her laugh in Berlin.